USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Close to 50,000 people are expected to attend a March for Life rally in Washington, D.C. on Friday. The event will begin at the National Mall with several speakers before marchers heading to the steps of the Supreme Court. They're protesting abortion ahead of tomorrow's 49th anniversary of Roe v. Wade. President Biden is updating Americans on his administration's efforts to address a backlog of semiconductor chip orders in the supply chain. The president calling on Congress to pass a Chips for America Act.
I want to see Congress pass this bill right away and get it to my desk. Let's do it for the sake of our economic competitiveness and our national security. Let's do it for the cities and towns all across America working to get their piece of the global economic package.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scent hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
The House Minority Leader says he encourages President Biden and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi to hit the campaign trail for the Democratic Party. However, Republican Kevin McCarthy says he doesn't think one Democratic candidate for the House in the upcoming election would want the president campaigning for them.
No, I want him in those races. You look at his approval rating, I bet he doesn't have one member of Congress in the Democratic Party asking him to come. Are they going to ask the president, the vice president, or Nancy Pelosi? I would welcome them coming out.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. The California Republican adds Democrats are responsible for the rising crime rates across the country. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is describing a meeting with his Russian counterpart as frank and substantive. The meeting coming as Russia is possibly getting ready to invade Ukraine, with Blinken noting any troop movement across the Ukraine border is an invasion. USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to listeners. You can get great discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special. Deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Buy One, Get One Free Special on Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Call 1-800-951-8175 or go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special. Use my promo code USA.
The Winter Olympics are set to begin in early February in China.
With the Winter Olympics getting ready to start in about 2 weeks, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says President Biden isn't worried about the athletes going to China.
We work closely with the U.S. Olympic Committee. The athletes are going. The president's looking forward to cheering. I'm a bit Olympics obsessed myself, and I'm looking forward to cheering for them as well from home.
She made the comments on Fox. Officials are advising American athletes, though, to leave their personal electronics at home and use burner phones to avoid being tracked by the Chinese government. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Comedian Louis Anderson died Friday at the age of 68 years old after a lengthy battle with blood cancer. Anderson appeared in the 1988 film Coming to America as Maurice, an employee at a local McDonald's restaurant. Maurice explains to Eddie Murphy's character how he expects to move up the corporate ladder in the restaurant business.
You know, I started on cleanup just like you guys. But now, see, I'm washing lettuce. Soon I'll be on fries, then the grill. A year or two, I make assistant manager. And that's where the big bucks start rolling in.
That audio courtesy of the movie Coming to America. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.